You loved someone so much. You thought they were the one for you and gave your heart completely. You believed they loved you too, or at least that's what you hoped for. But then something went wrong. Maybe they betrayed you, or the relationship ended suddenly. It feels like your whole world has come crashing down. It's so painful that sometimes there's no way out of the darkness. You might feel lost, questioning everything, and even thinking you'll never trust or love anyone again. It's completely okay to feel this way. It's part of the process. But here's the thing. Even though it feels impossible right now, you don't have to stay stuck in this pain. There's a way to turn this tough time into an opportunity for growth and healing. Today, we will dive into some Stoic methods that can help you navigate this breakup and come out stronger on the other side. These strategies are all about helping you cope with the pain, regain your confidence, and find hope again. So if you're struggling and unsure how to move forward, stick with me. Let's explore these powerful techniques together and start turning things around. Face your feelings. When a relationship ends, it's like you're hit with a ton of bricks. You might feel overwhelmed by sadness, anger, or confusion. It's okay to feel these things, just like you would face a tough challenge in a game. Facing your emotions head-on is the first step in moving forward. Imagine your feelings are like a stormy sea. If you try to ignore them, it's like trying to sail a ship through a storm without a map or compass. Instead, you need to face the storm directly. It means acknowledging that it hurts and that it's okay to feel this way. It's not weak to cry or feel down. It's a part of the healing process. Let's break this down a bit more. When you're in the thick of post-breakup emotions, it might feel like you're drowning. You might experience waves of different feelings. One moment you're sad, the next you're angry, and then you might feel a strange sense of relief. All of these emotions are valid and normal. The key is recognizing them for what they are, temporary states that will eventually pass. Think about it like this. Emotions are like weather patterns. They come and go, sometimes predictably, sometimes not. As you wouldn't expect a rainstorm to last forever, your intense post-breakup feelings won't stick around indefinitely. But while they're here, it's vital to experience them fully. Negative emotions do not mean you need to wallow in them. Instead, it's about acknowledging them without judgment. Try this exercise. When you feel a strong emotion, name it. Say to yourself, "I'm feeling angry right now," or "This is sadness I'm experiencing." Naming your emotions can help you gain some distance from them and observe them more objectively. Stoicism teaches us that we can control how we respond to our feelings, even if we can't always control the emotions themselves. It's about recognizing that while you can't change the fact that the breakup happened, you can control how you deal with it. By accepting your emotions, you're not letting them control you. Instead, you're taking the first step toward understanding and managing them. This stoic approach doesn't mean suppressing your feelings or pretending you're not hurt. It's quite the opposite. It's about facing your emotions with courage and rationality. Ask yourself, "What can I learn from this feeling?" Or, "How can I use this experience to grow stronger?" By viewing your emotions as teachers rather than enemies, you're already on the path to healing. Remember, facing your feelings isn't a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process. Some days will be easier than others. You might feel like you're making progress, only to be hit with a wave of sadness the next day. This is normal. It is essential to keep facing these feelings as they come, always with a mindset that you're learning and growing through this experience. 2. Take care of yourself. After a breakup, it's common to neglect yourself. You might skip meals, stay up late, or lose interest in things you used to enjoy. But taking care of yourself is crucial. Maybe it sounds stupid, but Think of it like this. You're a car just through a rough patch. It won't run smoothly if you don't take it to the mechanic and give it some TLC. Self-care isn't just about physical health, but also mental and emotional well-being. Start with the basics. Eat nutritious foods, get regular exercise, and make sure you're sleeping well. It might initially seem challenging, but small steps can make a big difference. Try to set a daily routine that includes activities you enjoy and that help you relax. It could be as simple as walking, watching a favorite show, or reading a book. Now, let's take a closer look at what self-care really means after a breakup. It's not just about treating yourself to a spa day or binge-watching your favorite series, although these can be part of it. Real self-care is about consistently making choices that support your overall well-being. Nutrition is a great place to start. When you're dealing with heartbreak, you might be tempted to either overeat for comfort or lose your appetite entirely. Neither is good for you in the long run. Instead, try to maintain a balanced diet. Foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids like salmon or walnuts can help boost your mood. Complex carbohydrates like whole grains can increase serotonin levels in your brain, helping you feel calmer and more focused. Exercise is another crucial component of self-care, especially after a breakup. It might be the last thing you feel like doing, but the benefits are enormous. Physical activity releases endorphins, which are natural mood lifters. It doesn't have to be intense. Even a 20-minute walk can make a difference. If you're feeling angry or frustrated, try a high-intensity workout like boxing or running. A gentle yoga session might be more appropriate if you feel down and lethargic. Sleep is often overlooked, but it's vital for emotional healing. When you're going through a breakup, you might find yourself tossing and turning at night, replaying conversations in your head. Try to establish a calming bedtime routine. This could include reading a book, taking a warm bath, or practicing some light stretching. Avoid screens for at least an hour before bed, as the blue light can interfere with your sleep cycle. Mental self-care is just as important as physical self-care. This could involve practices like meditation or journaling. Meditation can help you learn to observe your thoughts without getting caught up in them. Start with just 5 minutes a day and gradually increase the duration. Journaling can be a great way to process emotions and clarify thoughts. Don't forget about social self-care. While you might feel like isolating yourself, maintaining connections with friends and family is crucial. You don't have to pretend to be happy, but spending time with people who care about you can provide comfort and perspective. It's okay to talk about the breakup, but try to balance these conversations with other topics and activities. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of caring for the body and mind to maintain inner peace. By focusing on self-care, you're improving your physical health and helping to stabilize your emotions. When you treat yourself well, you're better equipped to handle the ups and downs of recovery. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's necessary. Think of it as putting on your oxygen mask first before helping others. Taking care of yourself ensures you'll be better positioned to face challenges and eventually be a better partner in future relationships. 3. Learn and grow. Breakups, no matter how painful, are also opportunities for growth. Think of it like leveling up in a game. When you face challenges, you learn new skills and strategies that help you become stronger and more resilient. Similarly, reflecting on your relationship can help you understand more about yourself and what you want in the future. Take some time to think about what you've learned from this experience. Did you notice any patterns in how you or your partner behaved? Are there things you wish you had done differently? This isn't about blaming yourself or your ex, but understanding what went wrong and how to apply those lessons to future relationships. Let's explore this concept of learning and growing from a breakup in more detail. It's easy to see a failed relationship as a failure. But in reality, every relationship, whether lasting for a few months or many years, teaches us something valuable about ourselves and love. Start by reflecting on the positive aspects of the relationship. What did you enjoy? What made you happy? These are clues about what you value in a partner and a relationship. Maybe you discovered that you appreciate a partner who shares your sense of humor. Or perhaps you realized how much you value intellectual conversations. Recognizing these positives can help you identify what to look for in future relationships. Next, consider the challenges you faced in the relationship. Were there communication issues, differences in values or life goals, incompatibilities in how you express or receive love? These aren't necessarily anyone's fault, but identifying them can help you understand what led to the breakup and what you might need to work on in future relationships. It's also important to look at your behavior in the relationship. Were there times when you could have communicated more clearly? Did you sometimes let your emotions cloud your judgment? Did you neglect your own needs or boundaries? Again, this isn't about blame, but about honest self-reflection. By recognizing areas where you can improve, you're setting yourself up for healthier, more fulfilling relationships in the future. Consider keeping a journal during this process. Write down your thoughts, feelings, and realizations. Over time, you might see patterns or have aha moments that provide valuable insights. Another powerful way to learn and grow is to seek outside perspectives. This could mean talking to trusted friends or family members about your relationship. They might have observed things that you overlooked. Just be sure to choose people who can provide honest, constructive feedback, not just those who will agree with everything you say. You might also consider talking to a therapist or counselor. They can provide professional insights and tools to help you process the breakup and work on personal growth. A therapist can help you identify and change negative patterns, improve communication skills, and build self-esteem. Reading books about relationships and personal growth can also be incredibly helpful. Look for books on topics like attachment styles, effective communication, or emotional intelligence. These can provide valuable frameworks for understanding relationships and yourself. Stoicism teaches that every experience, good or bad, is an opportunity for growth. By reflecting on what you've learned, you're embracing the idea that even painful experiences have value. It's about seeing the breakup as a loss and a chance to improve yourself and your approach to relationships. Remember, growth takes time. You won't become a completely different person overnight, and that's okay. The goal is progress, not perfection. Celebrate small realizations and improvements. Each step forward, no matter how small, brings you closer to being the person you want to be and having the kind of relationship you desire. Facing your feelings, taking care of yourself, and learning from the experience are all crucial steps in healing from a breakup. By approaching this challenging time with a growth mindset, you're not just getting over a breakup, but setting yourself up for a happier, healthier future. Remember, the pain you're feeling now is temporary, but the lessons you learn and the strength you gain will stay with you forever. 4. Set new goals. After a breakup, it's easy to feel aimless and lost, like you've drifted away from your usual path. But this is an excellent opportunity to set new goals and find new directions. Think of it like resetting a game when you lose a level. You're not starting over from scratch, but gaining a chance to improve and try new strategies. Setting new goals can help you regain a sense of purpose and control. Start with small, achievable goals that you can build on. Maybe it's something like joining a new club, learning a new skill, or focusing on a personal project you've always wanted to pursue. The key is to find something that excites you and gives you a sense of accomplishment. Putting personal goals on the back burner is common when you're in a relationship. Now that you're single, you have the freedom to revisit these aspirations. Take some time to reflect on what you really want for yourself, independent of anyone else's expectations or desires. Start by making a list of things you've always wanted to do, but never found the time for. Maybe you've dreamed of learning a new language, writing a book, or traveling to a specific destination. Don't censor yourself at this stage. Write down everything that comes to mind, whether big or small. Once you have your list, prioritize it. Which goals excite you the most? Which ones align best with your values and long-term vision for your life? Choose a few that really resonate with you and start breaking them down into smaller, manageable steps. For example, if you've always wanted to learn to play the guitar, now might be the perfect time to start. Your first goal could be to learn 3 basic chords within a week. Then you could aim to play a simple song within a month. As you progress, you might set a goal to perform at an open mic night within 6 months. Or you've been thinking about improving your fitness. Set specific, measurable goals for yourself, like working out 3 times a week or running a 5K within 3 months. These goals give you something positive to focus on and help shift your attention away from the pain of the breakup. Remember, the purpose of these goals isn't just to distract you from your breakup. They're about rediscovering yourself and building a life that excites and fulfills you. As you work towards these goals, you'll grow your confidence and sense of self-strengthening. It's also important to celebrate your progress along the way. Each small achievement is a step forward and deserves recognition. A positive reinforcement can help boost your mood and motivation, creating a virtuous cycle of goal setting and achievement. Stoicism teaches that we should focus on what is within our control. By setting and working towards new goals, you're taking control of your future and directing your energy into something productive. It's a way to channel your feelings into actions that lead to personal growth and fulfillment. Moreover, setting goals aligns with the Stoic principle of focusing on your actions rather than external circumstances. You can't control what happened in your past relationship, but you can control how you move forward. By setting and pursuing goals, you're actively shaping your future rather than passively reacting to your circumstances. As you work on your goals, you might encounter setbacks or moments of doubt. This is normal and part of the process. The Stoic approach would view these challenges as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. Each difficulty you overcome makes you stronger and more resilient. Remember, the journey towards your goals is as important as reaching them. Enjoy the process of learning, growing, and discovering new aspects of yourself along the way. 5. Talk to friends. In tough times, friends can be your greatest allies. When you're dealing with the aftermath of a breakup, talking to friends is like having a trusted team to support you through a rough patch. They can offer a listening ear, provide comfort, and give you a different perspective. But it's important to choose friends who genuinely support you, not just those who might fuel negative feelings or gossip. Look for friends who listen without judgment and offer encouragement. Sometimes talking about what you're going through can make a huge difference. It helps you process your emotions and gain clarity. You might feel tempted to isolate yourself when you're going through a breakup. You might worry about burdening others or feeling embarrassed about your situation. However, reaching out to friends is crucial for your emotional well-being. Start by identifying your support network. Who are the friends you trust most? Who has shown themselves to be empathetic and supportive in the past? These are the people you want to lean on during this difficult time. When you talk to your friends, be honest about what you're going through. Share your feelings, your struggles, and your fears. You might be surprised at how much relief you feel just by voicing these thoughts out loud. Your friends can offer a fresh perspective on your situation, helping you see things in a new light. Consider setting up regular hangouts or calls with friends. This could be a weekly coffee date, a monthly movie night, or even daily check-ins via text. Having these regular connections gives you something to look forward to and ensures you're not spending too much time alone with your thoughts. It's also important to be open to the advice your friends offer. They might see things about your situation that you can't because you're too close to it. Of course, you don't have to take every piece of advice, but consider their input carefully. They have your best interests at heart. Share how you're feeling, what you're struggling with, and what you're doing to move forward. They might have valuable advice or offer a distraction, which can be a welcome relief from the pain. Don't be afraid to ask for specific types of support. Maybe you need help with practical tasks or someone to listen without trying to fix things. Remember, friendship is a two-way street. While it's okay to lean on your friends during this difficult time, make sure you're also being a good friend in return. Show interest in their lives, offer support when needed, and express gratitude for their help. Stoicism encourages us to seek wise counsel and surround ourselves with supportive people. By opening up to friends, you are gaining support and practicing vulnerability, which can be incredibly healing. The Stoics believed in the importance of community and the value of true friendships. They understood that we are social beings who thrive on connection and mutual support. Moreover, talking to friends can help you maintain perspective. When you're in the midst of heartbreak, it's easy to catastrophize and feel like your world is ending. Your friends can remind you of your strengths, your past successes, and the many good things still present in your life. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Lean on those who care about you and help them be part of your healing process. Allow their support to bolster your resilience and help you navigate this challenging time. 6. Give yourself space. After a breakup, giving yourself some space is necessary, both from your ex and from overwhelming situations that might trigger painful memories. It's like pressing the pause button in a game to take a breather and regroup before jumping back in. Taking space doesn't mean you're avoiding your feelings. It means you're giving yourself the time and distance you need to heal. This could involve limiting contact with your ex, taking a break from social media, or finding a quiet place to reflect and recharge. It's about creating a boundary that allows you to focus on yourself without external pressures. Let's take a closer look at what giving yourself space means and how to do it effectively. First, it's essential to understand that this space is not about running away from your feelings or the reality of the breakup. Instead, it's about creating an environment where you can process your emotions and heal without constant reminders or external influences. One of the most important aspects of giving yourself space is limiting contact with your ex. This can be challenging, especially if you are used to communicating frequently. However, maintaining constant contact can hinder your ability to move on. Agree on a period of no contact. This gives both of you time to adjust to your new reality and start healing independently. Social media can be particularly tricky after a breakup. Seeing updates from your ex or mutual friends can trigger painful emotions and make it harder to move forward. Consider taking a break from social media platforms, or at least unfollow or mute your ex and any accounts that might upset you. This digital detox can be incredibly refreshing and allow you to focus on your life without constant comparisons or reminders. Creating physical space is also important. If you shared a living space with your ex, try to arrange for one of you to move out as soon as possible. If you're staying in the same place, consider rearranging furniture or redecorating to create a fresh environment that doesn't constantly remind you of your past relationship. Use this space to focus on self-care and personal growth. Spend time doing things that make you happy and help you relax. This could be anything from reading books, practicing meditation, enjoying nature walks, or diving into a hobby you've neglected. The key is to engage in activities that nourish your soul and help you reconnect with yourself. This is also a great time to explore new interests or rediscover old ones. There may be a class you've always wanted to take or a skill you've wanted to learn. Engaging in new activities can help boost your confidence and remind you of your individuality outside of the relationship. Journaling can be a powerful tool during this time. Use it to express your thoughts and feelings freely without fear of judgment. This can help you process your emotions and gain insights into your experiences. You might be surprised at the clarity and self-awareness you gain through this practice. While giving yourself space, it's essential to strike a balance. You don't want to isolate yourself completely. Make sure you're still maintaining connections with friends and family, even if you need more alone time than usual. These supportive relationships can provide comfort and perspective when you need it. Stoicism teaches us to focus on our inner state and not let external circumstances control us. By creating space, you're taking control of your environment and setting yourself up for a healthier recovery. It's a way to ensure you're in the best possible position to heal and grow, rather than constantly being reminded of the past. The Stoics believed in the importance of self-reflection and inner calm. By giving yourself space, you're creating an opportunity for this kind of introspection. Use this time to reflect on what you've learned from your relationship, what you want for your future, and how you can grow from this experience. Remember, healing is not linear. There will be good days and bad days. The space you create for yourself is a haven to experience all these emotions without judgment. Be patient with yourself and trust in the process. Ultimately, giving yourself space is an act of self-love and self-respect. It's about honoring your needs and prioritizing your well-being. As you navigate this challenging time, remember that this space is not just about getting over your ex. It's about rediscovering yourself and preparing for a brighter future. 7. Stay calm. It's normal to feel like everything's spiraling out of control after a breakup. Emotions like anger, sadness, or frustration can hit you hard, and sometimes you feel trapped in a whirlwind of thoughts and feelings. But staying calm is key to getting through this tough time, and that's where Stoicism can help. Imagine your emotions are like a fire. The more you feed the fire with negative thoughts, the bigger it gets. If you keep thinking about how unfair things were or replaying the breakup in your head, the fire burns brighter. But Stoics teach us that we can control how much we feed the flames. By staying calm and recognizing that you can't change the past, you start to extinguish the fire. Now, staying calm doesn't mean ignoring your feelings. It's about recognizing them without letting them take over. One Stoic technique is to pause and reflect before reacting. If you feel overwhelmed or angry, take a deep breath and remind yourself that emotions are temporary. They come and go like waves. It's important to let them pass without acting on impulse. When you're feeling upset, try to practice mindfulness. This can be as simple as sitting in a quiet place and focusing on your breathing. Inhale slowly, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale. This helps you reset your mind and body, returning you to a calm state. The more you practice this, the better you'll get at staying composed during emotional storms. Stoicism also teaches us to focus on what we can control. You can't control what your ex did or how the relationship ended, but you can control how you respond. Choose to react calmly and rationally. You'll handle things much better. Over time, you'll realize that staying calm in the face of adversity isn't just helpful, it's powerful. 8. Find new interests. After a breakup, there's often a massive gap in your life where your relationship used to be. You might feel like you don't know what to do with your time now that you're not spending it with your ex. This is normal, but also an opportunity to rediscover yourself and find new interests that bring you joy and excitement. Think of it like this. You've been given the chance to explore parts of yourself that you forgot about or didn't have time for before. What hobbies or passions did you have before the relationship? Is there something you've always wanted to try but have yet to do? Now's the time to dive into those things. Exploring new interests doesn't just distract you from the pain of the breakup, it helps you grow. Whether picking up a new sport, learning a language, or diving into a creative project, these activities give you something positive to focus on. They help you reconnect with who you are outside of the relationship. For example, if you've always wanted to learn how to cook, why not start now? Take a cooking class or experiment with new recipes at home. Or if you've been meaning to get back into reading, find a book that excites you and dive in. The key is to find activities that make you feel energized and curious. From a Stoic perspective, finding new interests is about channeling your energy into things you can control. You may not be able to change the fact that the relationship ended, but you can control how you use your time moving forward. By focusing on activities that make you feel fulfilled, you're taking back control of your life and showing yourself that there's more to life than just the relationship. And remember, it's okay to feel like you're starting from scratch. Everyone goes through times when they must rediscover who they are and what makes them happy. Take it one step at a time and enjoy the process of exploring new things. You'll be surprised at how much it can help you move forward. 9. Avoid bad habits. One of the most dangerous traps after a breakup is falling into bad habits. When you're feeling down, it's easy to turn to things that provide quick comfort but aren't good for you in the long run. This could be anything from binge-watching TV shows all day, overeating junk food, or even more harmful behaviors like excessive drinking or smoking. At first, these habits seem like they're helping. They take your mind off the pain, and they offer temporary relief. But here's the thing, they don't actually solve anything. In fact, they can make you feel worse in the long run. The more you rely on these bad habits, the more they take control of your life, and the harder it becomes to break free from them. Stoicism teaches us to avoid excess and focus on what truly benefits us. Engaging in bad habits after a breakup only distracts you from the real work of healing and growing. Instead of turning to unhealthy behaviors, focus on activities that help you feel better, like exercising, spending time with positive people, or pursuing creative projects. Don't beat yourself up if you notice yourself slipping into bad habits. It's normal to struggle after a breakup, and everyone has moments where they feel like they need something to numb the pain. The important thing is to recognize when these habits are taking over and make a conscious effort to change course. One of the best ways to avoid bad habits is to replace them with healthier alternatives. For example, if you're tempted to spend the entire day watching TV, challenge yourself to limit screen time and use some of that time to work on a hobby or get outside for a walk. If you find yourself reaching for comfort food, try cooking a healthy meal instead. These small changes can make a big difference over time. Remember, Stoicism is all about self-discipline and controlling your desires. By avoiding bad habits and focusing on what's truly good for you, you're practicing the Stoic virtue of temperance. This will help you heal from the breakup, strengthen your character, and make you more resilient. 10. Think positively. One of the hardest things to do after a breakup is to stay positive. It feels like everything's falling apart and finding the silver lining seems impossible. But this is precisely where Stoicism can help. Thinking positively isn't about pretending everything's fine when it isn't. It's about shifting your focus to what you can learn from this experience and how it can make you stronger. Think about it. Breakups always come with a lesson, no matter how painful. You learn more about yourself or realize what you truly need in a relationship. The key is to stop seeing the breakup as the end of everything good in your life and start seeing it as a stepping stone towards something better. One of the core ideas in Stoicism is that nothing is inherently good or bad. It's all about how we perceive it. As Marcus Aurelius said, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." If you keep thinking of the breakup as a failure or a disaster, that's how you'll feel. But if you start viewing it as an opportunity for growth and self-improvement, it changes the whole narrative. You don't have to be constantly upbeat or happy, but practice gratitude for the things you still have. Focus on what's going well in your life, whether it's the support of your friends, the freedom to explore new interests, or even the fact that you're still standing firm despite the pain. Gratitude helps shift your mindset and keeps you from falling into a pit of negativity. Another way to think positively is to reframe the situation. Instead of asking, "Why did this happen to me?" try asking, "What can I learn from this?" or "How can this make me better?" This shift in thinking helps you take control of your narrative and keeps you focused on the future instead of the past. Epictetus, one of the great Stoic philosophers, said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." By reacting positively, you're not just getting over the breakup, you're leveling up and becoming a stronger, wiser version of yourself. Here are a few key points to remember. 1. Face your feelings. It's okay to feel hurt, but don't let those feelings control your life. 2. Take care of yourself. Prioritize self-care because you deserve to be healthy and happy. 3. Learn and grow. Use this breakup as a chance to learn more about yourself and grow. 4. Set new goals. Focus on what you can achieve now and create a positive future for yourself. 5. Talk to friends. Surround yourself with people who lift you and help you heal. 6. Give yourself space. Take time to heal by creating boundaries and focusing on yourself. 7. Stay calm. Practice mindfulness and stay composed even when emotions run high. 8. Find new interests. Explore hobbies and passions that bring joy and fulfillment. 9. Avoid bad habits. Replace unhealthy behaviors with positive ones. 10. Think positively. Shift your mindset and view this as an opportunity for growth. Breakups are tough. There's no denying that. But every challenge we face in life offers us the chance to improve. The Stoics believed that true strength comes from how we respond to adversity. As Seneca said, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." This breakup is not the end. It's the beginning of a new chapter where you can emerge stronger, wiser, and more in control of your life. Remember, you can't control what happened, but you can control how you move forward. And by applying these Stoic principles, you're not just healing from the breakup, you're growing into a better version of yourself.